This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did Mahomes' legacy take a hit with another blowout in the Super Bowl? That's been the question we've been asking you today. You can have a poll question, EJ, on that one at Maggie and Pearl on X. And, you know, it kind of feels like the general consensus, Perloff, is that when it comes to comparing Mahomes to Tom Brady, yeah, Brady still has solidified himself as the greatest.
But Mahomes is 29.
I know Mahomes just is still the talent is so immense. You know, I think where you and I really, really disagree about this is not even so much about Mahomes' legacy, but it's about how much blame he should take for, you know, the blowout. And I think a lot and you think a little. And I think that's kind of where our impasse is. But we'd love to hear from you at 855-212-4227. Then obviously the Chiefs have to turn the page and how they're going to fix this thing.
Well, which is the big question. Because last time, after the loss of the Bucs, they did a series of short-term deals to get veteran offensive linemen in. Are they going to do that again? Mm. Are they going to try and, you know, draft somebody? They also need to draft their defense. Chris Jones is getting old. Like, there's a lot of things to address here. There are a lot of people who think they need to rebuild around Mahomes. Just, like, tear the Band-Aid. Let Kelsey go. Let Chris Jones sort of end his career soon.
They just signed him.
Well, I mean, how many more years does he have? He's 31 or 30. So, I mean, there's a lot of rebuild talk in Kansas City, which is funny to me. I don't think they will. I think they'll be back sooner rather than later. But there's definitely challenges.
Like, if I'm a Kansas City fan, I do not want to hear that dirty word of rebuild. No way.
Now, they might not have a choice. I mean, look at your offensive linemen.
But what are you talking about rebuild? This isn't the NBA. Like, you're going to, what, tear it down to the studs when you got Patrick Mahomes in his prime? That would be malpractice.
Well, I mean, I think there's some big debates. Do we really push our salary cap and go in with three veterans? Like, are we really going to pay up at left tackle, or are we just going to try and develop these young guys? Like, that's a bit of, like, maybe they take a step back this year to build the young guys and 2 years be back.
Man, I just think anytime you've got a talent like that, you're in it. You're in the championship zone. You're in the window. Like, you can't say, oh, well, we can sacrifice this year or that year, because you do something like that, or, you know, you think you're going to take a step back and you're going to come right back. Well, then maybe someone gets an injury 1 year, and then maybe a coach retires, and then this and that. It's you're leaving too much to chance if you don't go full throttle the entire time you're in someone's prime.
I mean, obviously, the Patriots rebuild on the fly all the time. They let all their veterans go every single year. They let Richard Seymour go, Asante Samuel go, Lawyer Malloy go. So I'm not sure that's how dynasties work.
You know, and I actually think that Bill Belichick has a lot of regrets about that, because there was a 9-year drought in between Super Bowl wins where I think they got a little offense happy. And it was a defensive team early on in the dynasty. And then, you know, getting Randy Moss and setting all these records and and relying a little bit too much on the offense, I think, is a major Belichick regret in those 9 years.
You mean, yeah, but the tough personnel decisions is not a regret. The only regret is it makes it really hard to walk around with all those rings weighing down your hands. He was brutal on personnel. They looked like they were rebuilding all the time. They let O Lyman go too. Like, it wasn't just the defense. They were churning guys through. They were so vicious. They had no loyalty whatsoever.
You can call us up at 855-212-4227 about the Kansas City Chiefs. One thing we do want to get to, though, it has to do with one of the Chiefs' biggest rivals, and that would be the Cincinnati Bengals. So Joe Burrow was on Radio Row last week, Proff, doing a lot of press, and he's continued to do that press, including an appearance on Pardon My Take, the Barstool podcast. Joe Burrow, ask yourself this when you hear this this response from Burrow. Does he sound like a player, or does he sound like the general manager of the Cincinnati Bengals? Here's Burrow on how all the different ways a deal can be restructured to save the team money so that they can sign Ja'Marr Chase and possibly T. Higgins.
So you could do a couple different things. You could convert some of the money to a signing bonus, okay, which will lower the cap hit.
Mm-hmm.
You can push some of the money to the back end of the contract, mm-hmm, and then when you get to that lowers the cap hit, and then when you get to the back end of the contract, you can restructure it and convert it to a signing bonus.
Okay.
And then you can also just take less money.
And which one were you going to do?
We'll see.
I mean, talking about the serious cap implications here, here's more from Joe Burrow praising the Eagles as a team that pays top players and avoids these salary cap issues.
Definitely some teams seem to make it feel that way.
Yeah. I mean, the Saints have just pretended it doesn't exist for a while now.
And the Eagles are paying everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that seems like the way, whatever they're doing.
I mean, listen, Joe Burrow, Proloff, is really putting it out there, and I think he's trying to put a little bit of pressure on the organization to make sure that they get Ja'Marr Chase done. I don't know why they wouldn't sign Chase.
I'm Joe.
And possibly even try to keep T. Higgins. I think that Joe is trying to assert a little bit of his, use the power to try to make sure that the Bengals don't cheap out here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have to resign Chase. I don't see T. Higgins happening. He makes a great argument. You're right. He'd be a great capologist.
Yeah, I know. Look at him.
I'm not 100% sure this team needs a T. Higgins. If you look at that team, like, what is their problem? It's not lack of offensive firepower.
Defense.
It's defense. And then they're going to have to also pay Trey Hendrickson probably this offseason. If they were going to save money with Joe Burrow, unfortunately, that money better go to the defense, not to T. Higgins. If you're the GM of the Bengals, I love T. Higgins. He's awesome. And Burrow, Higgins, Chase is amazing. I just don't see this happening, even with his great logic. And also, the Bengals are so cheap, they're never going to do any of this.
Well, okay, so I think this is a situation worth keeping an eye on. And that's what I'm going to say, worth keeping an eye on. I don't think that it's devolved. I don't think that Joe Burrow is, you know, ticked off at the organization necessarily. But they kind of farted around with his contract. Let's not forget that. He eventually got it right before the season started. So there you go. No harm, no foul. But, you know, he wouldn't be the first Cincinnati quarterback to have an issue with the team and their spending. I mean, Carson Palmer famously had an issue with this, and he was a number one overall pick. I just think it's something to keep an eye on. If Joe Burrow doesn't feel like the team is supporting him in a way that is befitting of his talent, I don't think he's going to be quiet about it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, I mean, he won't want to leave. If they re-sign Chase, that's a big deal, because no quarterback's leaving Ja'Marr Chase. And if they keep Zach Taylor, who's perfect for Joe Burrow, all offense, no defense, I think it's a nice spot. I think what you're saying is...
Fired Lou Anarumo this offseason.
Well, that was a no-brainer. They had to, right?
Did they?
Oh, my God.
You kept pointing out about how they didn't have a lot of talent on defense. And I was talking about how they had top 100 picks on the defense that weren't getting developed. But
no, I mean, that got the team was not responding to him anymore. If a coach is there too long, like, that defense, that's the worst defense I've seen in forever.
But they have the formula on the Chiefs. Is that not worth anything?
I think whatever, the team stopped listening to Lou Anarumo, did they? I mean, what happened? Because that was one of the worst defenses in forever.
Was it him? Was it the message? Was it the personnel? We just talked about how they'd be silly to be putting more resources on the offense when the defense clearly needs talent.
It's him. They let up 44 points to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
I know.
The Steelers, Russell Wilson. I mean, come on, how do you do that? They were just, remember the Baltimore and KC, like, they just, whatever was not working.
That's
there. I like Lou Anarumo, but they had to make a change. But you're right, they don't have the talent there. They need money to fix that defense, and I don't think they're going to spend it. But I don't know if he's going to go Carson Palmer on them. That's interesting. Carson Palmer was like about, what, 8 years into his Cincy career and said, I want out. I think that's what you're hinting here, that that's a possibility. Keep an eye on it.
Keep an eye on it is what I would say.
Again, maybe I'm being naive. I just don't see Joe Burrow, an Ohio kid, playing hardball like that.
Yeah, but I think there's Joe, again, I think he understands he's got some power here. And I think he wants to use it to force the organization to do things that he wants to do. Because Joe Burrow is like kind of, I don't know, mild-mannered guy, I guess. But he's
kind of laid back, yeah.
But he's also a modern athlete. And the bar got set so high for them and for him because they made the Super Bowl in his second season. So you're always going to be chasing that and back to that. It's not like, oh, gosh, we're just lucky to be in the AFC Championship game every year. Like, no, they want to go back to the Super Bowl. And Joe's, I'm assuming, is going to feel like he should, you know, he should be in these conversations of greatest quarterback in the league even more than he is.
Oh, my God. He almost got MVP votes, and he was 9-8 this year, 43 touchdowns.
I know, yet everyone talks about Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. I mean, there are seasons, and part of this is because Burrow gets hurt. But there are times when it, you know, we forget to mention him or things like that.
Well, I do think also, with the Eagles being the one exception here, it's hard to pay two receivers at the very top of the market because Chase will be the highest paid receiver. Higgins will probably be top five.
The Eagles did it.
Yeah, but again, I think Devontae's at like $28 million and Brown, like they're not top. You can't have two receivers or top three. I don't think the Eagles are that. The Eagles did it, but generally, like, obviously the Chiefs got rid of Tyreek Hill and the Packers got rid of Devontae Adams, and those teams are good. They're going to lose T. Higgins. I've already signed them to other places.
Oh, you mentally have T. Higgins somewhere else. Let's go to our pal Jay, who's in Nashville, wants to weigh in our first question here, which is about Mahomes and did his legacy take a hit with yet another blowout. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, y'all? Good morning. I think, okay, first of all these years we've been saying, I'm not betting against Mahomes. And he gets his butt kicked like one game. And now all of a sudden we're like, is he in trouble?
Not just one game, second Super Bowl.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said not just one game. It's the second Super Bowl where he's gotten blown out.
I know. And Brady took some hits too. But I don't think this is a Mahomes question. This is a GM question. What is KC's GM going to do? You know what I mean? And just, you know, behind all these superstar players that we speak of, these GOATs and whatnot, it's really not just all them. It's, they had good general management. I mean, what's the Eagles' superpower? It's really their GM.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their GM is really their superpower. Even with Jordan, you know, it took Jordan a long time to win, but their front office finally made the proper moves to put them in the place to be the GOAT. You know what I mean? It's you know, when I look at sports, I look at what is your front office doing? That's what I'm most intrigued in. That's the problem we're having here in Nashville with these Titans. They terrible front office.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
So, but Jay, would you say that the Chiefs have shown they have a fantastic front office?
We'll see. Depending on what happens this offseason. Really, this is like one of my favorite parts of the year because I like to see the moves that's being made. I don't look at sports just to, you know, go rah-rah, go team, go. No, I like to see what type of business moves are being made, you know, in the background. And a lot of fans don't take that in consideration, especially here in Nashville, because some of the stuff I hear these fans say, it's like, dude, okay, you know you need an offensive line, right? it's kind of like, and it's the same problem that we just saw with KC. You need an offensive line. Like, if I'm KC, I'm trying to get the Cheetah back, and I'm going to keep that, the Xavier kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they need speed on the outside. And then I might just go ahead and either cut Kelsey or trade him so I have cap space so I can go and get some offensive linemen and pay some top-notch offensive linemen.
Jay, you can't cut Kelsey.
Yeah, you can. If you're a smart businessman, you can. This is business. This ain't personal.
Well, you would probably tell him, and Jay, thanks for the call. We're actually, yeah, you know, behind always. The scenes, like, Perloff and I are pretty obsessed about what the Tennessee Titans are going to do with that number one pick. I think it's pretty straightforward. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, no, you don't – you cut Kelsey, but you got to work it out with him. Like, he's going to retire.
Yeah, you can't cut
– I don't think you cut him. You come to an agreement.
Sadly, if Kelsey wants to come back, I think he's earned the right. It's one of those situations – But
remember, they gave him a raise like last year. It was kind of a lifetime achievement award.
Yeah. The one thing about you, we laugh at Kansas City, but you saw Xavier Worthy in that Super Bowl. Like, I was wrong about him. He's a star. And then their single best player, Rashee Rice, was on track to be a top five receiver in the whole NFL. He was dominant in the first three games of the year. Dominant. He's going to be there. He's better than Kelsey. So they have Rice and Xavier Worthy and add a third veteran. Like, all of a sudden, boom, he might have the best receiving core he's had since Tyreek Hill. So I don't think I understand what Jay's saying, but this front office drafts very, very well. They're going to be okay.
Well, and they're always drafting at the bottom of the first round, but yeah, they get aggressive. They trade up. They did that to get Worthy. JT's in Atlanta. JT, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I kind of agree with the previous caller. It's like, you know, prior to this, everybody was just Mahomes is, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread. No way you can bet against him. And then I think that just goes to speak on how bad they got whooped. And when I say they, it was that offensive line.
Yeah.
They got destroyed. And with that being said, I believe that you can't put a lot on Mahomes as far as his failure. Sure, he threw some bad passes as far as picks, but he was under duress from the beginning and to the end. And I don't know anybody, I mean, especially a less mobile quarterback, that could have done anything with that. I don't know what Lamar would have done with that. You know, I don't know what Josh would have done with that. He had no time to do anything, and I don't think that speaks to his lack of ability as much as it does to the lack of blocking that he had in front of him.
Oh, yeah, JT, he was under duress, but see, I think this is where we just give Mahomes so much praise that, you know, can he overcome something like that? We never thought Tom Brady could. You know, you got Michael Strahan, you got OCU Mignola sitting in your lap. There's nothing Tom Brady's going to be able to do about that. But Mahomes, on the other hand, he's the athletic guy, right? He's the one who can move the pocket. He's the one who could dance around. So you're expecting that despite the fact that he's feeling pressure, Perloff, that he's going to make a play.
Yeah.
It's the respect on Mahomes.
Yeah, this is what I was saying in to both of that. I mean, I think, again, that's an unrealistic expectation.
Well, maybe.
Those two Super Bowls that Brady lost, that was the defense, right? Those defensive lines were, you know, constant pressure.
Yeah.
And of course, Brady, he's not mobile. But I don't think any quarterback, by the time you plant that back foot and someone's in your face, what do you expect anybody that's human to be able to do with that? I mean, he's not superhuman, and I think if we were expecting him to be that, that's our fault.
Well, but JT, aren't we talking about greatest here? You know, and yeah, I'm not expecting him to turn into some kind of like Marvel character. This is, you know, one of EJ's movies. It's just I'm expecting like something. I was expecting a little something more from Mahomes and from Reed, quite frankly, because this is also not the first time Andy Reed, is 66 years old, has ever seen pressure up the middle, you know, and one of his quarterbacks struggling. Like, how are you going to try to make something happen? And to be fair, I think every time the Chiefs even tried to get anything going, penalty, drop, Mahomes interception, like there was a lot more that was going on in that game that worked against the Chiefs. It was the pressure that Mahomes was under, but then, you know, DeAndre Hopkins had a either slipped, a drop, pass was behind him, whatever it was, and the Mahomes turnovers were killers.
Well, I think the big part that JT didn't even mention is they were only rushing four, so that meant there were seven guys back to cover everybody and one to spy Mahomes. That's the hardest part of the whole thing. If they had been blitzing with eight guys and gotten pressure, then Mahomes would have torn them apart.
Yeah.
But everybody, they didn't even need to blitz, and they got home almost every single play. It's the worst nightmare. There's just no quarterback, no play caller. Andy Reid, what's Andy Reid going to – there's no plays you could call when there's seven guys back and – the quarterback has 2 seconds to throw. Like, that was the bigger problem for Mahomes was not the pressure. It said everybody was blanketed. Did you see any open Chiefs receivers except for Worthy a couple times? Nobody. Kelsey was too slow to get open. Noah Gray certainly wasn't going to get open. Juju was too slow. They were like, it was a perfect storm of badness for the Chiefs.
855-212-4227. Okay, you can keep the calls coming on Mahomes, the legacy, how much blame he should get for the Super Bowl loss. We also have the Joe Burrow putting some pressure on the organization, get things done. When you're out there explaining how to lower salary cap hits to the guys from Pardon My Take, it's time to sit down with the GM. If you haven't already. Like, it's time to have a heart-to-heart here with the front office. Because either you already tried and they're not listening to you and you need to do it again, or there's some kind of disconnect here. You shouldn't be going that much into the weeds with Big Cat and PFT. Like, that's a fun podcast to just be like talking about God knows what. We're talking about lowering salary cap hits. Like, it's time to have a real conversation with the front office, in my opinion. Okay, lots more questions about this NFL offseason. We'll do that next.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Back on Maggie and Perloff. Man, it's amazing how much debate you can have over a game that was such a blowout, the Chiefs and the Eagles. But I do think recency bias is a relevant term because it feels like right now the Eagles are about to win the next five Super Bowls and the Chiefs will never win again. I feel that way after every Super Bowl. You know, you go into the next season making predictions. I had to fight the urge to just not pick the two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year because it always feels like, you know, you can never see what's going to happen to these teams, but it feels like the Eagles are a wagon right now.
Well, definitely. I mean, they were dominant. We haven't really since, you know, that Bucs team, and that was kind of in COVID. It was like a little bit of a weird time. We really haven't seen blowouts lately. They are very much not of the norm in the Super Bowl. You know, when I was a kid, blowouts happened all the time.
And that was your
my
team.
Favorite team was partly responsible for being on the wrong side of a couple of them, but I mean, it always felt like the Super Bowl was a letdown. And then we had so many close games, partly because the Patriots played so many close games in Super Bowls.
That's why I have faith that this Chiefs thing was an aberration, because they're the two blowouts, but they came back so strong from the last blowout. Even though they didn't make the Super Bowl the next year, they look great. So I think that maybe they have this ability to reinvent themselves quickly.
Want to go back to the phones for a second, but you guys remind me. I was thinking about something last night. We got to start a certain campaign going for Perloff, and I'll tell you what I mean by that in a moment. But Chris is in Birmingham. Chris, what's up, sir?
I think we're I think we're pushing a lot of really overreactionary to saying that this loss defines Pat Mahomes' legacy, because Despite what we're looking at now, the overall picture being he's made three straight Super Bowls and won a decent amount of them. Sure, he's lost two of them, but
yeah, well, five of the last six he's played in, and he's won three.
Yes, and you can say that about plenty about you can't even some of the elite QBs in the league right now, you can't even say that. So they didn't even make him win.
Anyone's saying that this is defining Patrick Mahomes. But we're asking if, you know, if the legacy gets chipped away at just a little bit when you lose in such a big way on on the biggest stage.
I mean, it's just one loss, though, because, I mean, like I said, most teams don't have it's a struggle to even make it to the biggest stage.
Yeah. Preach, Chris. I'm with you.
So, to say they need to restructure is kind of a leap because, again, they've made it to the stage on numerous occasions. Right. That's why they were so hated. That's why people were rooting against them.
Sure.
Because they made it.
I also think, though, Chris, if you don't adjust, then and you rest on your laurels of, oh, we're so awesome, we're so great, you know, you're going to get left in the dust. And thank you so much for the phone call. I mean, you know, we see that in sports and business. If you're not evolving, you know, you have a danger, Pearl, of being a has-been.
Right, but I think the Chiefs have shown that they'll evolve really quickly. I think they've done enough to prove that they are not going to stick on their laurels. Also, too, what Chris said, overreacting to the Super Bowl. Like, you cannot argue that we as an NFL nation overreact. Like, that's our jam. We overreact big time to everything.
I'm going to defend us as a media for a second. It's because of how stunning the loss was. This was a 1.5 point spread. I don't think anyone was expecting that the Chiefs were going to look this bad. So that's, I think, where you're getting the big overreactions, because it was shocking. We thought the Eagles were good. We didn't think they were this good.
Well, I don't think that it's just the media. I think fans overreact too. I disagree. Like, we overreact to every single game, every week, all the time. That's the NFL. Like, it's a league of overreaction. And I really believe that. And you know why I know? Because something completely unexpected happens the next year because we overreacted to the last year. Again, I think this tendency that I have to want to pick the two same Super Bowl teams.
Yeah.
Like we overreact and we don't understand. And I think we're doing that now. We don't understand that it's a long season and a lot goes into this.
And it feels like the season's just getting longer and longer. Yeah, they keep adding more games and more games. Ramon is our pal in Indy. Good morning, Ramon.
Good morning, my good people. And thanks, Vic McCall. And I've looked at the Chiefs the last couple of years, maybe in a different, Mike, maybe Perloff or yourself may have mentioned this. I think they've gotten away with doing it on the cheap. Mahomes' contract, look at it, is it ninth, tenth now?
Yeah.
Well, I think Kelce, if I just looked it up, I may be incorrect. I think he's, the 12th or 13th highest paid tight end. They don't pay any running backs. Those receivers are not getting paid. They've actually got away with doing it on cheap. I think they're going to have to make some changes. You're right, because I'm predicting Buffalo, Houston, probably not going to happen to Baltimore because I don't believe it's going to happen within the division. The Chargers, Denver could be up for have something up. Going to get Myles Garrett. If Buffalo or Houston gets Myles Garrett, those are different games. Those are entirely different games. They're going to have to get it together. And then Perloff, give me your top five quarterback list. The order doesn't have to be one, you know, who's the best or the worst. Just give me your top five right now. I want to see where you are with these quarterbacks, because I heard some interesting stuff this week, and you didn't give me any glaring confidence about Hurst when I talked to you Monday, and now I want to hear what you got to say. Now,
okay.
Top five list.
Okay, easy. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow.
That's four.
Moving on.
What do you mean, moving on?
Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow.
Okay.
That's my top five quarterbacks.
You're one short.
You're not going to pin me on where Jalen Hurts versus Justin Herbert versus Jordan Love. I don't want to do it right now. Ramon, you can't make me. Oh, do I? Okay.
Ramon,
not
pulling. I'll save
one,
you
two, three, not one, two, back to one.
Ramon, I'll save Ramon the headache here. Perloff's not putting Jalen Hurts in the top five.
I'm not putting.
And Jalen
I can't.
Hurts could
I can't
win
do
next
it.
Year, and he could be the MVP of the Super Bowl next year, and he's not going to put him in the top five.
Jalen Hurts had 2,903 yards passing, 18 touchdowns, and five picks this year. He's not even in the top half of the league in any passing stat. How can I make him a top five quarterback?
Well, who's your fifth then?
All right. Well,
out with it.
I'm having trouble here. Can I take
Justin
some time?
Herbert.
Wait. Let me ask you this. Who's a better quarter? Who do you think is a better quarterback, Matthew Stafford or Jalen Hurts, right now?
Stafford's a better quarterback.
Yeah, but Stafford's probably the better.
So, but
QB.
I'm not putting Stafford there over Hurts because, yeah, this is really hard. Ramon is trying to pin me here, and
I mean, is the answer Jaden Daniels, guys?
I looked at Daniels. Yeah, but I mean, Hurts destroyed Daniels in the title game, so I couldn't. I actually looked at Daniels
because
I
saw the Commanders.
I mean, Jordan Love's right there. It is really, really hard. Still, let's not forget Sam Darnold.
Well,
that was a joke. I was kidding. I was kidding.
Where are you?
Darnold. I just think that.
Remember when C.J. Stroud was in this conversation
Jordan Love was in this conversation
7 months ago? Jordan Love got hurt this year. I think we're not giving him enough grace. He got hurt two different times.
Yeah, he's great. I always want a new category for Jalen Hurts. Like, put him to the side.
He doesn't get side treatment.
He has the good-looking quarterback.
We covered that yesterday.
Hurts is really good at certain kind of throws. Like, he's great at that sideline pass to A.J. Brown. And when he's healthy, he's a good runner. The problem is, if he runs too much, he gets hurt all the time. So it's confusing.
But doesn't clutch factor come in, though? Like, we always just run to, like, the stats. So
yeah,
this was
clutch.
His past.
He killed everybody this year. It wasn't even in a close game.
No,
in the
I'm talking about
in the Super Bowls.
And in the Super Bowls. Like,
but clutch means end of game, right?
Not necessarily. Clutch means playing best when your team needs you to play the best. And honestly, he wanted to remind us every time he did it. We had the press conference, he sat down and said, that's what you guys wanted. Like, this guy shows up when you need him to show up, even if there are games where it feels like he's not putting out the big numbers.
Well, yeah, but I don't think he really even did that much in the Super Bowl. I mean, we were trying to.
He was awesome.
First
in the
half,
Super
he was
Bowl.
Awesome. The game was out of reach.
Yeah,
how many yards did he have in the first half?
He was at almost 200.
And how
half.
Many rushing yards?
Right, and
I mean,
he's running all over the
fantastic.
Place.
Fantastic. He was great.
The Eagles' offense was not the story of the first half. It was the defense. Like, they got a lot of points off the defense.
Defense was setting them up. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, they were moving the ball, too. Hurts was money.
You said it yourself. There's nothing that even Chiefs defense could have done. I mean, they did a good job on Barkley.
They were moving the ball. Like, why was he money? Because everybody was in the box. Like, he was throwing to wide-open guys. It was definitely, like, it wasn't a huge Hurts first half at all. I totally disagree with that. Like, because I remember there was a discussion about MVP. Like, everybody's like, we want to give the Hurts the MVP, but he's not doing anything.
Well, that was just because Josh Sweat was mauling people.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I think he was doing stuff.
Like, the offense didn't even get a chance to shine because the defense was killing him.
Okay, can we start? I want to get something going here using the power of our microphone to do something to help Perloff, and that it will in turn help the show. I'm not talking about a show bet here. I happen to be flipping channels last night a little bit, and Celebrity Jeopardy was on. Mm. Pearl, you'd wipe the floor with them. And we gotta get this going for you. Like,
Schrager did it. Yeah.
I know. Peter Schrager did it. And he won on like a Debbie Gibson, or no, he lost, I think, to like Mira Sorvino.
Yeah. And I say this very politely, I mean this. The celebrity bar is not too high for you.
You are just as famous as Peter Schrager.
Yeah. No, Katie Nolan was on Schrager's. That too, right? I mean, that's not.
Yeah, you're just as famous as Katie Nolan.
Katie Nolan and Peter Schrager?
Yes.
No way. Schrager's
Who's
got
Kevin
like
O'Connell's favorite Danette? Not Katie Nolan.
Nope.
It's you.
Peter Schrager has like a million Twitter followers.
It's not about that, though. Twitter's not real life. We're talking about, I've been walking down the street with you, dude. You definitely clear the celebrity bar, and I think that you'd be awesome at it.
How many movies has Schrager been in? How many questions has he asked of Bo Cruz?
Bo Cruz.
So I got to be honest. I played Jeopardy.
Yeah, because Dan Patrick hosted Sports Jeopardy.
It is the most impossible thing you will ever do in your life. It is torture. Because you hit the button, you hit the button, you hit the button, and your screen does not light up.
Okay, but we're just talking about logistics and X's and O's here. I'm just worried that
I won't win.
Well, but it's the fun of the competition.
No, I got to
win, and that's fine. He did a great job.
But he's right, though, Maggie. If he does win, imagine how insufferable he would be on the back end.
But, I mean, his team just won the Super Bowl.
Like, and he sucks.
We're already at peak, you know. Are we, though?
Are you sure this is the peak?
I already said I'm serving a life sentence next to this guy now that his team won again. But, no. I think Perloff would handle this well. I just think you'd be good at it. And they say that they ask the similar questions to civilian Jeopardy that they do celebrity Jeopardy. That's just, like, not true.
Who was the celebrities last night? Do you remember?
So, yeah, last night it was one of the guys from Workaholics who was also...
Well, I mean, those guys are living gods. I love work.
It was the guy with the bushy hair.
Oh, Workaholics is so funny. Okay.
Susie Essman.
I mean, geez.
Okay. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
We're talking Mount Rushmore funny people.
And then this woman who was great, her name was Robin. I didn't know her, but she was on a show, I think, called... The Black Lady Sketch Comedy Show, and she's a comedy writer, and she was fantastic. So, you know, but you could, that if someone was like, and it's McLovin, like that, you make total sense in there.
Susie Essman, and who was the first person? I already forgot.
Workaholics.
Workaholics? I mean,
yeah, but not the guy from Workaholics that's also in those singing movies. Yeah. The other guy.
Is there a Workaholics movie coming out? Because those guys are everywhere right now.
No, they do a podcast. That's it.
Oh, because Adam Devine was all over. They were doing Raider. No, I mean, I think you're talking way next. I appreciate you saying this. Also, I think I would disappoint you in Jeopardy big time.
Well, then we'd win. That's good.
Yeah.
Listen, they're trying to fill in the blank on Billy Joel lyrics. I'm like, Perloff would wipe the floor. That's not just Billy Joel, but like, you got all this. You'd get all the sports stuff. Everyone else doesn't know anything. The celebrities don't know anything about sports.
All right. Well, give me some questions. Let's by the end of the show, test me.
I'll get some for you. Bogus has got the headlines, and I'll try to.
Well,
come
actually,
up with
don't
some.
Give me questions.
Mm.
Give me answers.
Yeah, see,
I'll give you.
You're
the
ready.
Questions.
Give
this
us
guy
the
watches Jeopardy.
Oh, talking about here.
We're already in the mode.
It's so funny when you're actually up there to phrase it, and it takes 80% of your mental energy to remember to do it as a question. I'm telling you, I've been on that stage. It is not what you think it is. Have you ever fantasized about playing Jeopardy?
I think I also would be good at Celebrity Jeopardy because I have useless knowledge.
I did Sports Jeopardy with Dan twice. It is brutal. It's enough. It's exhausting. It doesn't really test your knowledge. It tests your ability to time the button. That is like 80. That's the whole game. But anyway, please. Also, you always have to bet all in on Double Jeopardy. They tell you that at first. They're like, people are not aggressive enough on the...
Yeah.
They're like, bet everything you can. Whatever you can.
I don't like still this the new betting patterns. where you where you pick, you like go from the bottom across. And like like that you start at the top and you work your way down per columns. That was the way you did it for decades.
Yeah, was it what's his name? Ken Jennings changed that?
No, the other guy.
James Holzhauer.
That guy.
Sports better.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm telling you, Perloff on Celebrity Jeopardy. Let's make it happen. Folks, back to you.
The Cleveland Cavaliers won again last night. That's 8 out of their last 9. 44-10 overall at the All-Star break. Last night's final score, 131-108 in Toronto. The last 2 points of the game, very interesting because Cleveland's Tristan Thompson dunked for no reason with time about to expire.
With another professional performance, your Cavaliers have won an incredible 44 games as they head into the All-Star break. And now we have a number of players who are hot. You had a feeling that might happen as Thompson dunks with only a few seconds remaining. See Mark Davis, the official over there, also Brandon Schwab. Some of the Raptors took exception.
That is Cavs TD. Now, TV. Thompson had to or chose to go past the Raptors bench to leave the floor. That allowed Scotty Barnes and Jamal Shedd to voice their displeasure with the dunk. Raptors head coach Darko Rajakovic liked the response.
I'm not going to stand for that for sure. I'm really glad that our guys, our players from Jamal, that he was on the court, and Scotty and everybody else, that they stood up for themselves. I love when my team stands up for themselves. That was no class act.
What happened tonight, this is completely BS. This is shame.
Even Cavs head coach Kenny Atkinson could not explain post-game why Thompson did that, and I'm pretty sure this ruined EJ's morning as well.
By the way, I'm just impressed that Tristan Thompson can still dunk the ball.
The fact that he's out there, that's just pretty wild.
Why is this guy still in the NBA?
Yeah.
He's got mouths to feed.
I just found out
why he's in the NBA. Yeah. Why he wants to be in the NBA. Why is the NBA keep giving him jobs is more of my question.
I just found out a minute ago he is still in the NBA.
I thought he was like a reality show contract. Guy. I know. Okay, what's the name of the wizarding school in Harry Potter?
Hogwarts.
I'm telling you.
What is Hogwarts?
Yeah.
But that is a question?
I'm looking, what are some fun celebrity Jeopardy questions?
That's a good one.
What's the term for when a solid turns directly into a gas?
Evaporation?
I mean, you're going to crush.
I didn't say what is evaporation, but I implied question.
Yeah, baby steps.
Was that right?
What's the code name for James Bond?
Oh, my God. I'm not even answering that. That's not a question on Celebrity Jeopardy.
I'm just saying these are, according to the internet, and we got to get you on that show.
Does Manny know the code name for James Bond?
007. Come on, man.
I don't know. I didn't know if there have been any recent movies.
Casino Royale came out in 2006. That's still a James Bond movie.
Okay.
Wow. Never heard of Sean Connery, huh?
Who?
Exactly. Folks, anything else?
Luka Doncic, 16 points in 23 minutes in his second game as a Laker, a 131-119 loss in Utah. The Bucks won in Minnesota, 103-101, without Giannis and Dame. Giannis has been out with that calf injury. Lillard resting a hamstring issue last night. And the Celtics fought off the Spurs, 116-103. Jason Tatum, 32 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. And Alex Bregman has found a home, the former Astros third baseman, reportedly signing with the Red Sox to play second base. It's a 3-year deal worth $120 million. Bregman can opt out after year one and year two. There is also deferred money. Guys, back to you.
The deferred money on the 3-year deal is hilarious to me. It's like, it's not even that long of a deal.
No.
But anyway, good for Bregman. So 855-212-4227. You're welcome to weigh in on our question today. Did the loss in the Super Bowl chip away a bit at Patrick Mahomes' legacy? We're also asking a question about which NFL team can take advantage of their rookie quarterback on their rookie contract. Yes, sir.
Also, I am making some Celebrity Jeopardy questions for you, Maggie. Okay. I want to test you as well.
I think I might be okay at it because I know stupid stuff, and that tends to be Celebrity Jeopardy.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do a little of that next, Evan P.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. I'm trying to get a campaign going to get Perloff on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh, I'm so excited to ask you some questions. How do you word it? Give you some answers.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Maybe it's because I've seen you do it before on Sports Jeopardy, yeah, when Dan Patrick hosted that show, that I think you'd be especially good at this.
Not especially good, but I'd be okay. Can I give you some questions? You ready, Maggie? Well, because I think you'd be good too. But the pressure is might get to you.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the chemical symbol for water.
What is H2O? Thank you, Pearl. See, these are the Celebrity Jeopardy questions that are just so easy.
This author wrote Pride and Prejudice.
What is... Who is... Who is... who brought a bridge? Hold on.
I don't know how to read.
Mr. Darcy, who wrote Pride and Prejudice? Your wife's going to kill me. Isn't this her favorite book?
Oh, my God. This is a Perloff family staple.
I know. Who wrote Pride and Prejudice? Was it? It's a woman, right?
Yes.
All right, well, the buzzer rang out already.
Who is it? Sorry.
It's Jane Austen.
Yeah, Jane Austen.
See, the pressure. You know that.
I do know that. Okay, give me another one.
This epic poem by Homer is about the fall of Troy.
What is the Odyssey of the Iliad? The Iliad.
Yes. Okay. He is known for horror novels, including Carrie and The Shining.
Who is Stephen King?
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you a couple more. This known... Okay, known as the Eternal City, it's the capital of Italy.
What is Rome?
Right, okay. I'm in capitals. This is the capital of Canada.
What is Manitoba? No, what is Ottawa?
All right, you're on fire now. Okay. I'll give you two more.
Okay.
This is known as the Red Planet.
What is Mars?
Okay.
See, I think you and I should maybe both be on the show now.
Okay. What? These are really easy, by the way. What the study of life is known as this.
Biology. What is biology?
Right. Okay.
All right. I think we've established. I think I could be good enough for the show. I whiffed on that Jane Austen one, but
all right.
I think
I'm a little dubious of these questions.
Too
easy?
These
are a bit easy. Yeah.
Have you seen Celebrity Jeopardy? I mean,
I've seen Jeopardy. I don't really watch Celebrity Jeopardy. Is it? I can't imagine it's this easy.
It's pretty easy, dude. It's pretty easy. There was definitely a double Jeopardy question yesterday, and it was, you know, Perloff said, what's the chemical symbol for water? We all know H2O. It was, what is CO2? What are the two compounds that put that together?
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is not, well, carbon and oxygen. Like, these are not, not brain busters here.
You know,
That capital of Italy and Canada, that'd be like a, you know... That'd be like a $2,000 question on Celebrity Jeopardy.
You know what separates the men from the boys, as the expression goes? State capitals my kids were doing recently, and I realized I forgot all of them.
It's a killer. I think it's one of those things, either you have them all memorized or you don't.
I used to have them all memorized, and then I lost it at some point.
Wyoming.
Cheyenne.
Montana.
Do you even know these? Or Montana, you just
wait, hold on. Montana is Helena.
There you go.
But no, it's hard, Missouri.
What was that?
Missouri.
Jefferson City.
Yeah, that one is a trick. What is Jefferson City? I've never even... Where is it?
Missouri.
Well, Manny, are you a savant on these state capitals? You know everyone?
I like to know where I am, yeah.
Alaska?
Juneau.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's not Anchorage. It's Juneau.
Who knew?
There was always a great, great David Letterman line where he had a guest on the show. And he said to him, you know, the guest was from Kentucky. And Dave Letterman asked him, goes, you know, I was always curious, how do you pronounce the capital of Kentucky? Is it Louisville or is it Louisville? And he goes, well, Dave, it's Louisville. And Letterman goes, I'm sorry, it's Frankfurt.
Oh, gosh.
Phenomenal Letterman moment. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, state capitals are tough. I think country capitals are a bit tougher, but yeah.
Delaware.
Dover.
Man, do you have all of these?
In my memory bank, yes.
Michigan. Oh!
Lansing.
Damn. Got it.
Mississippi.
Jackson.
Very good. You know, this kind of jives with Mandy, though. You know all the arena names of where people
professional
play.
Professional ones, yeah.
Vermont.
Burlington.
Bam! We got him.
You know, it's Montpelier.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Washington.
Olympia.
All right.
Well, he rebounded. He's back. Your daughters are doing this now?
Yeah, one of them did it recently. Country capitals, they did both of those. I think states are a little harder. I mean, country capitals, you know most of the big countries, right?
I don't know. Did you know Ottawa?
Yeah, because of the Senators.
What's the capital? Yay, sports.
What's the capital of Brazil?
It's not.
It's Brasilia.
It's not Rio. It's Brasilia where the Eagles played.
All right.
Thanks, Maggie. You kind of asked me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I buzzed in. Quicker.
But what is Brasilia also called? It's another name, right?
Brasilia? I don't know. It's with the Portuguese accent.
Guys, I'm telling you, this is our future. Quiz shows.
Well, for me, geography quiz shows.
Manny, maybe we found a not so hidden talent for you.
Hidden to you guys. I knew this.
It's making sure that we drop the Commanders and also State Capitol.
Maybe Manny should be on Jeopardy. You seem to have a lot of useless knowledge.
Yes. I was watching College Jeopardy once, and these three idiots didn't know what Sicily was, and I'm yelling at the TV, Sicily, Sicily, Sicily. None of them got it right.
The only problem is if they ask a question of anything that happened before the year 2000, then we're sunk. All right, we're going to play a little off-season quarterback carousel then.
The Commanders.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.